Mille Lacs Chief Executive Marge Anderson says she's frustrated Governor Ventura doesn't understand tribal sovereignty and worried his flip approach to treaty rights could set an unfriendly tone as the Supreme Court prepares to rule. Anderson refers specifically to this Ventura comment made last month in Washington, D.C.
On one hand, they want to be a sovereign nation, and then on other hands, they don't. And I guess my question would be, can you have it both ways? They seem to. But you either are or you aren't. I mean, you're either part of the United States, and I'm a bread and butter kind of guy. And I guess I'd look at it and say, are you part of the United States or are you a sovereign nation? Because if you're your own sovereign nation, then take care of yourself.
Anderson says the comment displays the governor's ignorance about laws upholding Native American sovereignty. Moreover, she's angry about the timing. Anderson has been encouraging band members to be accepting and conciliatory, no matter how the court rules on treaty rights. She says Ventura's been no help.
We try to calm, things down before the decision comes down, and we don't know how it's going to come down. And wrote letters to band members to take the high road, to act with respect, and by the governor making these inflammatory statements, I feel very strongly that the leaders in this state should also be doing something and everything they could to calm the situation rather than inflame it.
Treaty rights have been a focus of contention in Minnesota since the Ojibwa sued the state in 1990, claiming the right to hunt and fish without state regulation. The last time the issue reached a potential crisis point was 2 years ago. With band members set to begin spearfishing, then-Governor Arne Carlson made a primetime television appeal for understanding, asking treaty rights opponents to avoid violence and respect the law. Anderson says she heard no respect in this remark from Governor Ventura.
Personally, if those rules apply, then I think they ought to be back in birch bark canoes instead of with 200 horsepower Yamaha engines with fish finders.
Nobody I know has a big boat or anything like that. I mean, we're not, the big sports fishermen or whatever it is, to have the big boats and fish finders and all that. I mean, I don't know why he's accusing us of that. It's just ignorance.
Anderson says she tried months ago to set up a meeting with Ventura, only to be told by an aide the governor doesn't meet with special interest groups.
I don't know what he means by special interest group. If it's, other people of color, we do have a status. We are a government. The bulletin is in his court, and whether he wants to meet or not, I'd be willing to do that.
Governor Ventura hasn't responded publicly to Anderson's complaint. Leif Enger, Minnesota Public Radio.